name's HP.
My name's Darkest.
That's the short initials for my name, right. Harry Panero.
Mm-hmm. I'll be real with you, I'm annoyed.
Why?
No, I'm a little bit annoyed.
Talk to me.
I just came across a little video right before we started filming.
Yeah.
And my mood has flew down. Because this, I'll be real, my faith in humanity is going down and down and down each day. Let me just play the first 3 seconds of the video. I've still got it loaded because I want you to hear this.
What is one thing that you've never told your ex?
I my ex before him in the same bed that he was sleeping in.
Damn.
Yeah.
How many times did you
tell your ex? 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
While
like he was
together?
Like he would like no like he was sleeping right next to me while we were. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're talking and she laughs. That laugh. Look, she's happy about it.
So wait, hold on. She slept with her ex.
Yeah. In the same bed that her man was sleeping in. So her man was conked and what's it called? She's clarting her ex next to him. She's clarting her ex next to him. Because they would have like parties and he would knock out cold, innit? From like being too drunk or, I mean, off ketamine, I don't know. So he's just knocked out cold. Yeah. And then she just has sex with her ex right next to him.
But why next to him?
I don't know.
Why not in the bathroom?
Or closet.
Downstairs.
Garden.
Downstairs.
No, but bro, it's like, what is wrong with people?
I think it's a fetish for her. It's got to be.
No, it's sexy as fuck. But yeah, I'm saying,
it's got to be something that she, it's a kink for her.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, I shouldn't be doing this,
Like, she doesn't care about that relationship because if they get caught, what do you say? Your banter rights.
No, but the fact that she's in a relationship is what makes it exciting.
If she but won, that's now her ex as well.
Yeah, if no, you don't know. Maybe
no, didn't she say in it?
I slept with my ex with the ex before him in the same bed that
so
my man was sleeping
in. Yeah, so I slept with my ex. Oh, come on, man. Do you know what? Her new partner seeing this, if he says this is what I want, humanity is obviously there. That's what humanity is.
Okay.
There's no common sense.
No, and you know, the way she loves it, she's like,
No. Her friend
she's
said,
happy
yes.
about it.
Why is her friend saying yes?
Oh, what a conniving little...
I don't like that.
No, genuinely, just be a
but
good
you know
person,
that's horrible. Moving on to some positive stuff.
Yes.
It's a brand new year that we've made right now. Yeah, this episode is a day before the new year. And I'm trying to say, if you're new there.
Yeah.
No. Well, happy new year to everyone.
Yeah.
I want to say, though, from January last year to January this year, it's been a good one.
I've had a good time. It's kind of flew by, though.
Flew by, bro.
Genuinely flew by. Like, I don't remember. Like, what happened in March?
I could not tell you.
I don't know
but don't you think that's a little bit scary, though? How life is just moving fast. Like, when we was younger, you kind of, like, 30 days felt like a year.
Yeah, generally.
Now 30 days feels like 2 minutes.
Yeah, like, I saw you 30 days ago.
And literally.
Yeah. It feels like yesterday.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
So, what's been, like, one of your highlights of this year so far?
Oof.
Or you know what? It's very difficult to pick one, isn't it? Yeah. So let's top five them.
Okay, cool. So this year, what's it? Probably jumping on an NBA court.
Yep.
Jumping on an NBA court with 20,000 people watching me.
Yeah.
Do layups. That was lit.
Mm.
That was lit. Meeting Derrick Rose and he's basically one of my closest friends right now.
Derrick Rose.
No, me and him are very.
Because when I saw you walk in, you was on the phone.
Yeah. So it was him. Like I was telling him, like, yo, bro, I'm gonna mention you on the pod today.
Oh,
you
okay with it? Right, big up D Rose, man.
Yeah, definitely. He was just like, go ahead, big homie. It's all good.
Big homie.
On my life, you call me, bro. You were there, man.
Yeah.
Literally, bro. Imagine, in Abu Dhabi, in the arena, we interviewed Derrick Rose the day before. Yeah. Me and Harry are sitting courtside, to watch the game. And we're just watching, chilling the game. Someone slaps the back of my shoulder, but like with oomph. Like, not my shoulder, like that.
My dog.
Yeah.
Only your dog would do that.
Literally. And he's like, what a big dog. I was big dog.
Yeah, you're big dog.
I'm big dog.
Did you roof though?
No. Uh-huh. What?
Have you roofed yet?
What's roofed?
Like roof, because you're big dog.
Bro, you're funnier than that.
Yeah.
No, come on. No. I was one of your worst ones. No, genuinely, Harry, don't do that one again. No, don't do that one again.
No, it's early.
No, that one genuinely enraged me.
It's not even 11 yet.
Yeah, it's not even 11. So I'll give you the
doubt. You know, at 12 o'clock, that's when I kick into gear.
Yeah, go on. I'll give you the doubt of the benefit.
Mm.
So, so he came up to us and he was just like, yo, guys, what are you saying? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why are you coming up to us like this? I mean, just because he remembered us from the day before and then he came up to us the day after. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, it was like a childhood dream for me.
And for those that don't know, Derrick Rose is an absolute basketball legend. So, yeah.
You should know who Derrick Rose
is. No, but some people don't.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Derrick Rose, basketball legend. But yeah, go on. Yeah, so that's two.
We also met Steve Harvey. That whole trip was lit.
Mm.
And what else? That was a big one for me. Match for Hope in February that we did.
Yes, of course. I got to interview. Wow, that was that, bro.
Yeah, that was this year, bro. This year. Match for Hope. So I got to interview Thierry Henry and just a couple other football legends normally. And what else did I do this year that was really?
Your consistency in the gym.
Gym has really helped me because I was a piece of shit before.
You've said this many times, but let's not talk about the past anymore. Let's talk about now.
Past is what makes me appreciate now.
Oh, the past is what makes the present openable.
Yep, openable. Harry, you don't have to force a quote every single time. I said openable is fucking crazy. Nah, bro, you only appreciate the good once you've gone through the bad. You know what I mean?
You're good at quotes, you know?
No, I'm very
good.
I'll
be honest, you're a quote man still.
You got to lead by example, bro. I shoot and drive. But I'm saying,
where did you go with that one?
I don't know.
Let's come back.
Yeah, no, that was big for me. And what else?
Get that for me, please.
What? That was big for me. Yeah, that was big. Fair enough. Fair enough. Sorry about that. Okay, now I have to really think about what I said. Do you have anything in mind?
We just want to say a quick thank you to Thrive for sponsoring this episode.
And guys, if you don't know about Thrive yet, then you're gonna get to know. You just need it. You need it in life.
Thrive meals are delivered to my door, ready to heat and eat in minutes, giving me time to focus on my son, filming, work, and anything else I need to do.
And also, guys, we're getting back into filming for our YouTube channel, so not having to spend time on cooking right now is a lifesaver.
Now, if you're busy like us and you want to get an hour of your day back, you know what you need to do? Head to thrive.co.uk/old. That's thrive.co.uk/old and you can get 40% off your first box.
And also, guys, if you use the code OLD, you get 40% off your first week and 20% off your second and third week.
Oh, that's no.
Brother, we're giving them the world.
Oh, right? That's good.
Genuinely.
Thrive use 100% natural ingredients, and of course, they're cooked by in-house chefs, so it tastes like your favorite home-cooked meal. Me, personally, I love the smoky chipotle prawns with black bean rice.
And also, guys, the meals are high in protein, which is perfect for someone like me, because I'm very serious in the gym, and protein is like 80% of it, I think.
So once again, if you want to save time on cooking and not do grocery shopping, and even do some cleaning, all of that nonsense, head to thrive.co.uk/old and you get 40% off your first box. That's thrive.co.uk/old.
And also, guys, just to remind you again, use the code OLD to get 40% off your first week and 20% off your second and third week.
Let's get back to the episode. Yeah. I want to say definitely Match for Hope. That was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's just beautiful to go to a place that like we consider our second home.
Yeah, I love Qatar, by the way.
So much. And to be able to like do stuff that is a dream. It's actually a dream for most people.
Yeah.
To play on a pitch, obviously for yourself to like be able to meet these icons that we've watched since we was kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then also do it with your friends as well. I think that's super important. Something that recently happened, I took my mom, my sister and my son to Qatar for my mom's birthday. And I think seeing the look on my mum's face, yeah, in disbelief that like everything was governed, you know, she got on her first ever business flight.
Yeah.
And it was so cute because she didn't know how to do certain things.
Yeah.
Obviously, the first time I went on a business flight, it was the same thing, innit?
Do I just sit down?
Yeah, like she's like, okay, so do we have to pay for the food? And I'm like, mum, it's complimentary with the ticket.
Yeah.
And then obviously, like I was sitting next to my son and my sister and it was just like a beautiful experience. And obviously went to Qatar. You know, the hospitality is on another level.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing her and the message that she sent me after,
yeah,
it just made me feel incredible because this year has kind of been up and down. Like there's been good parts and there's also been bad parts.
Yeah.
Like mentally I've had to deal with a lot as well. So like being able to like end it on a positive was incredible for me.
Mm-hmm.
Starting this pod has been like,
oh yeah, we started the pod this
year.
Yeah,
starting this pod has been like a new lease of life for me, honestly. Yeah, like, you know, like obviously we're I mean, more me now because you've been kind of consistent on YouTube, yeah? But this was the
kind of consistent. I only uploaded 2 videos.
But it's kind of
consistent. Yeah,
it's
of,
it's
yeah.
2 videos. There's consistency, even if it's small, innit? But yeah, when we started the pod, I was like, there was so much like ambition in my mind about how great this could be, and everything I've expected it to be has happened. We've done well. We've got the guests that we wanted to.
Reading and Leeds.
We did a live show, which was so sick as well. And obviously, it was like a learning curve for what we can do for the future. Because I really love the idea of us being able to do like a bigger live show, in countries. Also, I really believe that we should do a live show of SDS.
That would be my dream.
That would be sick.
Do you know, one can hope, yeah? But I think it's possible.
Sharky's mentioned it twice
now. Sharky said he's on it. If Sharky says he's on stuff, I believe him. He's a man of his word. When he said, yo, why don't we just do an SDS Old and Bold thing? And I'm like, okay, if we're going to collab like this, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it somewhere that we're loved. Yeah. We're loved here, don't get me wrong. Let's not say
where we said we was going to go. I would love to see in the comments, yeah, where if we was to do an SDS Old and Bold live show.
Please, man, because they already, I just want
to. No. Let's see where would you guys want us to come to? Just let us know in the comments, the countries that you guys are living in or the people that's listening. Let us know on Instagram as well, because it would be a great idea to go into the next year.
What about Kenya?
Kenya would be incredible.
Kenya would be sick. Are you crazy?
I really want to go Africa. Because obviously that's my roots. That's our roots, sorry. Mm-hmm. But like, we have a huge, huge following and I feel like we haven't gone there and we haven't experienced that.
Well, imagine doing a live show with a lion on stage.
It would be incredible. All right,
so imagine, just trying to flip it. That's a horse, bro.
There's a lion horse. Yeah. Have you ever heard of them once?
A lion horse?
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Loss.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. And so how did that come about?
It's not the episode to talk about it.
Oh, fair.
Because we're going to do the other one next week.
The animal segment.
Yeah, definitely. So live show. But yeah, I want to say doing a pod with you, bro, incredible. I love it so much.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm not saying it because we don't get the maddest views, but I don't care about the views.
I never do it
because there's people that message me, there's people that I see and they're like, bro, I love the pod. And that for me is like probably one of the most rewarding things you can get.
Yeah. But even when I went to New York. How'd I forget about New York?
Yeah.
I went to New York. You're supposed to come with me, you son of a bitch. Mm. But then I went to New York, I think I was on like, I was in a vehicle. I think it was on a bus. I was on a bus, But it was like them buses that they rented out. And I was just on the microphone talking to the whole street, And everyone's so polite. So like, I'm on the microphone and there's like a speaker on the bus. So I'm talking to the whole street. So like, someone will be walking across the road. I'll be like, hey, you with the denim jacket on. Mm. And he'll look at me and I'll just be like, hey, have a good day, man. He's like, you too, brother. You too.
Yeah.
And there was this one girl that walked bus to bus. She saw me and she was like, oh my God, I was just listening to the podcast. And I was like, word of my dad. She was like, word of my mother. And I was like, yeah. And I was just like, I don't know, man. Just going to New York and hearing the podcast in different places. Yeah. I was like, raw. We're doing a good thing.
No, we love you guys though, honestly. Every single person that watch. I don't know, like, obviously, man doesn't do it for accolades. We do it because we love doing it.
And
let the people enjoy what we do, right? Just us two being us. But I think there's something when someone says, bro, I love watching your videos. So I went to a restaurant the other day, to get my son some food. And then this guy came up to me and he was just like, bro, I love you. But what about your videos, man? He goes, bro, come on, man. Bro, I watch your YouTube, bro. There's nothing going on there.
Yeah.
And I think, it's weird because it's like, we have to.
Yeah.
We definitely have to. And
no,
as I said,
now, I'm locked in.
No, you are. I'm locked in right now.
Yeah, I'm locked in right now.
Because you've been on it. And like I said, from next year, that is my like, we'll go into that.
We need to hit a mil, man. Both of us. Just get a mil
and
one time.
I don't want anything apart from that.
Yeah, generally, I'll be real. I might back up my word on camera. I might book on my own account just so I can
get closer to the mill.
I don't care if I get hate, man. Just let me get it, genuinely.
What else have I done this year that I've just been super proud of? What else? I kind of feel like, it's difficult to think about on the spot. Maybe I should have thought
about your birthday?
This.
Your birthday was sick.
Oh, yeah, that was incredible.
Your birthday was sick.
That might have been my best birthday because even though I clocked that there was a surprise happening because I saw H's car. It was still...
Fucking H. This guy just... Why is he so loud as well?
Yeah.
Just, like, Eric, just pull up in a Corsa sometimes.
You know what I mean? Just when he had the May busy.
Yeah, like he just rolls around with
a
May.
I saw it. I said, I know what's happening there. Yeah. It's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
But I think walking into the restaurant and seeing my new friends, my old friends, my people that I've worked in the industry with, it was just... perfect. It was one of the best birthdays ever. And I think I'm not really a birthday type of guy anyway. So to be able to like get surprised like that, I think it was really sick. Seeing you there,
yeah,
I was like, come on, man.
Yeah, me and my missus pulled up.
Nah, we had to. All right, Darkest. Is it mad to say though, I'm going to say next, that Traitors is up there with one of the best things we've done this year?
No, Traitors was elite. I really enjoyed that.
I think that was a great bonding experience.
No, it was good. It was
and
good.
Then seeing everyone turn into conniving little muppets.
No, I hate everyone in that room and everything that they stand for.
I hate you.
Yeah, generally, bro, listen. Olivia.
Yeah.
Gigi.
No, you've got a personal vendetta with Gigi.
I will always have a problem
with her. No. Gigi always. For life.
I hate her
character. But Olivia got everyone.
Olivia's good at the game.
No, she was incredible.
No, she's good at the game.
I think that was good because no one knew what to expect as well. So it was just like, all right, cool, we're going into this. But obviously, me watching the show, I kind of was in my little traitor bag. But yeah, it was so sick. That was good.
Okay. Can I ask you just a curveball question I was thinking about the other day? So I was like, what do you think? I think I've asked this on a pod before, but maybe your mind's changed now.
Mm.
What's the most dangerous addiction you think you could possibly have as a human being?
Ooh.
So whether that be drugs, whether that be porn, whether that be gambling, whether that be, you get me? Sex?
I think all of them are really bad and they all have knock-on effects that can destroy your life and your family's life, yeah? I think lying and believing your lies is a bad addiction to have.
No, you reckon that's an addiction?
It is.
Is it?
To continue do something, you are addicted to it.
Yeah.
So, if, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, if you continue to eat cereal every day, you love it. You're addicted to it.
Yeah, you feel weird without doing it.
I think within that, though, lying, for example, gambling, if you are a liar that you gamble, but you do it, that's two bad things happening at one time.
Yeah.
So I think lying and then also believing your lies and becoming your lie,
I
think is dangerous.
Yeah.
But I think also drugs is probably worse just because, and alcohol, because those things affect your body.
Yes, health.
And you can't see what's happening internally. You can feel it, but you can't see it.
Yeah, it's not like your liver can email you.
Yeah, it's not like there's a see-through, lungs dropped just today. Yeah, they've dropped a bit. But so I think drugs is the worst just because...
I think porn's up there, you know.
Porn definitely is up there.
Porn, bro, it fucks you up.
Yeah, and I think also with addiction to porn, it has a mental effect and a physical one as well because it can stop you from enjoying
what you would naturally what you would naturally do.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. And then it can also fetishize a lot as well, depending on what
you
watch.
I like that word, man. You're doing well.
Am I?
Yeah, fetishize.
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 You
notice, bro, it sounds good.
I think I've heard that word before. Anyway.
Yeah. No, it's a good word.
Oh, I just went 11. Now
it's a good word. I'm not
55 minutes away.
Yeah. No. But I'm saying it's a good word. I like that.
But
word.
I think because then you can start looking at things and thinking it's normal.
When it's not normal.
When it's not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? And I think that's why it's probably up there.
Yeah, because there's a lot of weird fetishes out there. And I'm just like, I don't get it.
There's... No, it stems from people watching things.
Too much porn.
Yeah. And then also, yeah. So I would say, I wouldn't know which one is the worst because for each person it's different.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like some people drink alcohol, but are still functioning.
Mm-hmm.
But then some people, if they take drugs, they turn into a different person.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think that like, what's actually scary is what happens when people are addicted. So if you're a drug addict, you could end up being violent or alcohol can make you violent and make you do something. Or if you drink and drive and you know what I'm trying to say? There's so many things that are bad consequences for doing those things. So yeah, I wouldn't know which one it was the worst. I think they're all bad, depending on the person.
No, drunk driving, I've never understood. Drunk driving is fucking dangerous, bro.
Mm.
Like for example, you know, if I've never been drunk in my entire life, I don't know what it feels like, yeah. But what I'm aware of, I've seen drunk people, but what I'm aware of is that you don't have control of what you're saying and doing.
Yeah.
Some people have told me when they're drunk, they can't even read the text off their phone.
Mm.
You get what I mean? And then they intend to like operate a vehicle after that. I think it's just, I don't know. It's I don't want to say it's worse than like something like weed because I feel like weed has its own drawbacks as well.
Mm.
So do you think they're all bad equally and it depends on the individual or do you reckon there's one worse than the other? I've always said alcohol is worse than weed.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's...
But then some people would say weed's worse than alcohol.
Dennis, I think if you're looking at it from a statistics side of things, if you'd have to look at it like what alcohol can do in comparison to what weed can do.
Mm-hmm.
I think with alcohol, the loss of focus and control I think is more scarier than I think weed is.
Yeah.
I've seen functioning
high weed, people.
High people. I have never seen a functioning drunk person ever. Ever in my life. Yeah. I've never seen someone wasted and be able to continue moving through life. They're vulnerable at that point.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I always think it's down to the person, you know?
Yeah, always. I think it depends on the individual, but they're all bad.
Yeah, they are all bad.
But guys, if you are suffering from addiction, yeah, just remember, your mind can overcome all.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It just, you know, at the end of the day, you can't blame anyone but yourself. Everything you do is a decision. We have free will. Do you know what I'm saying to you?
Mm.
So generally, guys, if you're addicted to anything and you recognize that it's a problem, yeah, make a change today. I don't like New Year's resolutions, you know?
Mm.
I don't like the idea of New Year's resolutions because December 15th, why are you waiting another 15 days to change your life?
Mm.
Change today. Do you get what I'm saying to you? Change tomorrow. Say when I wake up tomorrow morning, I'm going to start doing things differently.
My nigga was moving like he's an American commercial.
No, it's real shit,
change
bro.
Change today.
Happy New Year. Bro, it's fucking Monday, bro.
Hey, Lara, am I lying? Wasn't that not like some fucking American commercial?
What?
Change today.
Yeah.
You know the adverts when the end goes bro. Yeah.
Nah, fuck you.
Fair. Come on, it was getting a bit too serious.
I'm just trying to improve people's lives and stuff.
But yeah, speaking of New Year's resolutions, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
When you go into the new year, yeah? What's your, like, what do you do on December the 31st? Like, the countdown's happening. What are you doing?
So usually when the countdown's happening, I've never counted down with people.
Mm.
Not because, like, I'm boring or anything. I don't find the... It's just another day to me, bro. Like nothing's changed, but I don't really care. I don't really care about the new year and stuff like that. When people say, "Oh, happy new year," blah blah blah, I think it's Tuesday, bro.
Mm.
That's just the way I see it.
Like, no, I'm more like Alhamdulillah, made it.
Yeah,
to Alhamdulillah. Year.
Yeah, that's it. No, but I say Alhamdulillah, I made it to another day.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? But the new year and stuff like that, I really honestly couldn't care less, bro. It matters more to me on my birthday when there's a day specifically for me.
So what about mean? Why don't we do something different this year?
Okay,
we go to your balcony. We set some fireworks at 11:59 and we just watch it go into the air.
That's it?
Yeah, just...
Just let off fireworks?
Yeah.
All right, we have to buy like a lot though.
Yeah.
I want to buy ones that like, they're not supposed to sell us. Like I want to buy like...
Yeah, like, let's go to like Wembley Park.
Yeah, see?
Now, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wembley Park, because that's the middle of the UK. And then... And then we just let the fireworks go.
Just let them go.
Literally.
So just for no reason as well.
All the bad energy.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Did you ever
do that one day? I don't know what you were saying. So if you can remember it again.
Gone. Have you ever had like firework fights back in the day?
Yeah.
They were fun, man.
They were, but they're very dangerous though. In hindsight.
Are they though?
One of my friends.
In his eye?
Yeah.
What, did it kind of...
Yeah, it was no, he was getting hit in the eye and yeah, it's affected his eye.
Oh, okay. Well, is it safe to say he deserved it?
No, I mean he was in the battlefield and he got hit.
In the midst of it.
He was
truth be told, he knew what he was getting into.
He knew, but he didn't expect it.
Okay.
That's the difference between expectation and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That's between standing and your landing.
Oh yeah, but I just did. Your son's 6 next year.
Inshallah.
He's 6, you know, that's a big age.
He's a big boy, man.
But he needs to do his theory.
I'm trying to get him to go uni right now. Because look, how I see it is, if he goes to uni, yeah? No. Hear me out. If my son goes to uni now, if he falls short of the education standards, secondary school, so he will always be above the students in his class.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Currently,
mm-hmm.
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Get him in uni.
Okay. Get him in uni. What would he be studying?
That's for the teachers to find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
So the teachers are going to pick a subject for him?
No. They'll figure out, what is he good at? Where is he radiating towards?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Art. He's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Science.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they could think of him as like a science project.
See now.
You know what I mean? Like, where can we take the 6-year-old? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
where
yeah. Can, so so, can so now, it? Now, this is what happens with you.
What?
You go and lose it.
How'd I lose it?
So my son.
So you're sending your 6 year old uni, and I'm the one that lost it.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm getting him a higher education.
Yeah.
You're saying he's going to be a test tube dummy.
No, not test tube. He's not in a test tube at all. He's not in any tube.
No, but that's what you're alluding to. So take it back.
Stop using these words that you learned this week.
Alluding, bro.
You've never said alluding.
Listen,
before
you see
today.
With me, yeah. Let me tell you something, yeah, Darkest. And to the people that think I'm stupid, yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't been in education for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I don't read a lot of books. The knowledge that I have is from education that I was given as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And I've held on to it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to be able to still use these words, it means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to have someone like you, yeah, who went to Oman to study, who had to go to their different places to study, and also failed their GCSEs 6 times.
No, okay, maybe some specific ones, but not
But you failed your GCSEs 6 times.
I failed English 4 times.
Okay, but it's still a GCSE.
No, but English GCSE doesn't make sense, bro.
Hey, can I ask a question? Sure. Where were you born?
Here.
England, right?
Yeah.
So the language that you speak, you failed?
No,
6 times.
No, but I can speak
4 times, actually.
No,
sorry.
No, but the thing is, here's my problem with exams, yeah? I don't like the idea of examiners, because who are you to tell me if I'm right or wrong?
The
like,
examiners.
For example, look.
It's a board of examiners based on the test that you take, they are examining your answers based on that.
I get what you're saying, but my theory is, not my theory, my thesis is fuck all of them. Yeah, it happens all the time. Yeah, I'm saying fuck all of them, because who are you to tell me
you
that
You know my
I'm
dad wrong? Was an examiner?
Oh, I remember asking. So I'm saying, like, for example, like the examiners, this in general, I feel like just fuck all of them. So like, for example, if I write, Darkest walked down the street to buy chocolate, they say, what did the author mean by this sentence? He meant that Darkest went to the shop to buy chocolates. That's how I understood it. But they're
See,
trying
that's
to
wrong.
Tell me. So what does it mean then?
Darkest went to cure his hunger. That's what he went to the shop to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the essence of that.
You sound exactly like Miss, what's her name? Miss Collins. That's what her name is.
Miss Collins and my dad
Miss
studied
Tara
together.
Collins. I had a crush on her, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I had a crush on Miss Tara Collins. I don't even know I said her whole name right now.
Yeah.
I hope she sees this.
I've got a picture to show you.
No.
Somebody from my primary school sent me a picture, yeah? And it was like, oh, I was watching Mastermind and I thought this was you. Be honest with me, yeah?
They thought this was you, yeah, not me.
No, if it was me, it's got nothing to do with you, brother.
Oh, okay, cool, fair enough.
Look at this picture of me when I was in primary school.
Oh my days. You look almost look exactly the same.
I look the same, innit?
Yeah, you almost look exactly the same.
Check the swag though, pre the swag.
No, I'm very, very shit. Orange is not your colour.
Yeah, it's not, innit?
No,
it's not my colour.
You look like
all.
A Jaffa cake.
Do you know what? I look like a Jaffa cake. Yeah, Jaffa cake, for real. There you go, that's Jaffa cake worthy. Wow. I think this teacher's name was Lisa.
Lisa what?
Miss? No, because primary school used to call them, all of my teachers, I used to call them first name basis. It's only when I went to, yeah.
Is
literally,
it?
Yeah. It's only when I went to secondary school, it started to be Miss.
Mm-hmm.
In primary school, it was always the first name. There's a teacher I really want to find, yeah?
I'm so glad you said find.
Where?
I thought something I was going to
say. No. Yeah. So her name is Aliki, yeah? And she was an Australian teacher. Mm-hmm. And there was another teacher called Diana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, yeah, they said something to me and it always stuck with me, yeah? First and foremost, they used to always say that my handwriting was beautiful.
Mm.
They always used to say that. But then I remember them saying that my smile was going to be my moneymaker.
Cap. No, go. I'm sorry. No, that was just an outburst. You go. So what age was this?
Did you just debunk the myth?
No. I'm not debunking anything.
So what are you trying to say then?
I'm just saying it's a free country.
Anyway,
you're hating on black men having opinions.
Fairs. But anyway, Aliki and Diana from Evelyn Lowe Primary School, wherever you are, if you've got kids that watch this, I don't know, please, I want to get in contact. I just want to meet you again. Had such an amazing impact on my life. Then also another teacher, Miss Heathcote.
Heathcote?
Yeah, Heathcote, yeah. My drama teacher. First and foremost, I want to say sorry because my school was just full of delinquents and absolute...
Nah, Heathcote is a cold name.
She was...
I feel like your teachers are like Valkyries. Do you know what Valkyries are?
No.
Oh, Valkyries, they're like the guardians of Valhalla. Do you know what Valhalla is?
You know, there's certain things that you should just keep to yourself. That was genuinely one of them. Anyway, Miss Heathcote, yeah? What a teacher. Wherever you are, please, Miss... She had blonde hair, blue eyes, and she was just the best flipping teacher. I got a B in drama. A for my A for my actual practical, and B plus for my theory. Wow, man. I miss her.
Take your time, man, genuinely. No,
she was incredible, man.
Can we shout out some of our teachers?
Miss Beckles as well. She's from Birmingham.
Beckles?
Miss Beckles. Oh, yeah, my God, what a teacher.
Yeah.
Wow, Miss Beckles, man. She was gang. I remember she used to always say to my mum, this boy could be flipping intelligent. Not flipping, because you'll never say that, but he cares too much about making jokes.
Is that what she said about you?
I was a clown.
Yeah, I was a class clown as well.
I knew I'd get home and get in trouble, but I'd risk it.
Yeah. It was worth it. As long as I got the laughs I wanted, by all means.
It doesn't matter what's going to happen at home.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. That's my personal business. That's between me, my mum, my dad, and the spoon.
Yeah.
It's between us four.
Yeah.
Fuck you lot.
Yeah.
But what happens in school, I got to perform. You know what? We've been performers from young.
Yeah, generally. It was in our blood, bro. I used to have rap battles in school. I was the guy no one wanted to verse.
You're still that guy.
It makes sense though. That's why no one wants to verse me now.
Don't you feel like it's weird that like what you do in school is actually like a soft little launch of what you're going to do as an adult?
Well, let me see.
Because if you love, you know, pianos in school.
Mm-hmm. I used to play the drums.
But you actually think about it.
I got rhythm.
You got rhythm.
You got rhythm. See?
It's who you are.
Yeah.
It shapes you.
Yeah, it does shape me. I did punch a dinner lady once. Okay. I think it was like early year eight. It was like probably around Easter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell that. Okay. Yeah, police on their way.
Okay, come on, man. Yeah. That was back in the day.
They're on their way. You have a boom, boom, bam, bam, boom, boom, boom. That's for you, brother. What was it? Why did you do that?
Well, the dinner lady. Yeah. Also, no, it happened for basically, you know, cake and custard.
Yeah.
So she's giving my custard. She put the cake.
Fat shit.
Cake and custard was good though.
You fat fucker.
What?
You've punched the dinner lady because she didn't give you the right amount of custard.
No, she gave me too much custard. It went on my wrist and it burnt my wrist because it was hot custard. Do you know what I mean? She burnt my wrist and then I ended up dropping the thing.
Did she wallop it on there?
Yeah, so she walloped it in there and it splattered and it went on my wrist and it was boiling. Mm. So then I ended up dropping the thing and then now my cake and custard's gone and then she refused to give man another one.
So you banged her in the face?
No. It was like a chest bang. All right, cool, man. All
right. Wait. Nah. What? This story is incredible. Wait, what? Hold on.
Go on.
I need to get it right.
Go ahead.
All right. You're in school.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch or dinner time?
Lunch.
Lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
She gave you more custard, which is actually a good thing.
It is.
Because
yeah.
It swims with the cake.
Yes, it does. You need the
custard. But a little bit of it dropped on you.
Yep.
And then you got, dropped it.
Burnt, dropped the thing. And then she didn't want to give me another one. And I was like, you did this. I was like, you're the reason. So you then, put it on my wrist.
How was the punch though?
No, it was like it was a jab.
Oh, so you jabbed her chest?
Yeah, I jabbed her because she was like, I don't know. We were having an altercation. And then she was moving like she was going to hit me because she still had the ladle in her hand. Yeah. So... literally, I think, and then, you know, I was with my boys. So I was with, I think, Johnny and another guy called, I think his name was David. David Ejoma. Mm. David Ejoma, Nigerian brother, yeah?
Mm.
And then, and they were like, you know, everyone was like, the ooh, I'm getting violated.
Yeah.
So the peer pressure got to me. Like, I have to leave one up. You get me? So I literally just went like that. So I literally, I think it was like, hey. It was like,
That's wrong, man.
Yeah, no, and I got sent to Damascus for 2 days.
What's Damascus?
That's like the detention center. I went to a Catholic school.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I went to a Catholic high school, yeah. So like where you would get sent if you're bad is Damascus.
That's bad. Do you have anything you want to say to the dinner lady? After all these years, as a grown man, you've obviously changed.
Yeah.
Very sorry about what you've done. This is a perfect, because remember, we're getting into a new year. So okay. I feel like this is the time where you explain to yourself and her.
This is actually a good, okay, fair enough. I like the fact that you've given me this opportunity.
Yeah.
I wallahi, I don't regret it. Like, generally at all. Generally, I said wallahi. I generally don't regret it. If literally, bro, if you tried to do that today, I'll probably do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, I'll be real. Just next, when you're, I don't know if you're still a dinner lady, but like, if you're still serving, just make sure, you hear me? If you're serving something that's hot, make sure it don't touch skin in it. You feel me? And I'm upset I didn't punch you in your chin. Like, I should have rocked you a little bit. You get me? But yeah, you're lucky it was just a chest bang, bro. You get me? You got away. You know what I mean? Next time, don't fuck up. Oh, another thing that happened to me this year. I met Will Smith.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I met Will Smith. Took a picture of him. Very good.
Baller League?
Baller League, yeah. I met him at Baller League. And I love Baller League, you know. I'm having a good time. Yeah,
going tonight?
I'm there straight after this. Even though not straight after this. What the fuck? It's 11 o'clock.
What are you going to do? Set up with a man then?
It's 11 o'clock. So yeah, I'm going to go later, definitely. But yeah, I really love the competition. I love Baller League. And inshallah, they make me a presenter one day. You know, being a presenter at Baller League, I've completed life. Having my own team. Having my own team at Baller League would make Oldham Bold FC.
See, this is where I've got a problem with you, because you said having my own team. And that kind of says to me that you don't see me and you as a duo. You see me as I'm just your co-host, nothing more, nothing less. Because what I would have said was, imagine we had a team. But do you know what it is, though? Going into the new year, just be better.
Okay. So just sort of... So I have to accept, I have to embrace the fact that I'm part of a team.
You are. It's not just you. It's me. It's you.
I'm an only child, innit, bro? It's like, that's the thing, bro.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? I care about what we got going on here.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'd love for us to have an Oldham Bold team.
Oldham Bold FC, I think, bro, would go off.
OMB.
OMB. OMB FC. OMB FC. And everyone
would we go Oldham Bold or OMB FC?
Oldham Bold FC.
Yeah,
it sounds better, innit?
Yeah.
Than OMB FC. It's like, why is there four letters in the
first place? True.
Oldham Bold FC.
True.
So yeah, Baller League, please give us a team. Just give us the opportunity.
And that's all we're asking for.
Generally, just give us a team. I'll come in a flipping Da Vinci suit every year. Every
the
week,
same one.
Every week.
The same one.
The same suit.
But you get a dry clean
after. Dry clean. Mm-hmm. And then I'll wear it every single week. The same suit.
I'd wear an Oldham Bold track suit.
I want to do that.
Yeah, because the suit's a bit too...
No, suits, because I need to be nimble.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? I can't...
Yeah. And obviously, you not knowing anything about football, who would that fall on me?
I know a lot about football. I know everything. I don't watch football, but I watch Baller League more than I watch actual football, bro.
Bro, that says a lot about the thing that... You got me there.
No, I got a finger.
You got a what?
I've got a...
Fuck's sakes! Yeah. All right, guys, I want to ask a question. This is for you guys in the comments, yeah? Feedback. When you watch Oldham Bold, what do you enjoy the most?
I think it's the rapping. I think they enjoy the rapping.
Some people like the duo eps more than they do guest eps.
Guest eps, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'll be real with you. Don't get me wrong. I'm comfortable in both. Mm. But like when it's like duo eps, I can put my feet up.
No, this I enjoy
is when
it
you
more.
Get to reel the gnome.
I like, do enjoy it more. Although I do love the guest eps, because I know that, like, you know, we're getting to see them in a different light, but also we're talking to them in the way we want to, rather than a typical, like, where did you start?
So what kind of guests would you want to get going into the new year? So is there anyone
I've always said this. There's only one guest that I'm like, once we get him, we can close the pod there.
Jamie Foxx. You think so? I think Jamie Foxx would be an elite guest.
That would be like I'd asked the team.
Yeah.
A two-hour special.
Yeah.
I would just want to hear the stories, and he's so funny. I would love to hear him do a rap. Like he's a great singer as well. So imagine we made a little song, like on Oldham Bowl. Like there's so much, and he's genuinely like one of the people that I like look up to.
He's good at everything as well.
He's
bro.
Good at everything.
He can rap. He can sing. He can act.
And he's just a great personality as well. So yeah, I think Jamie Foxx next year. That is like my dream goal. Like if he said to me, man, you only got 42 minutes with me right now, but you got to come to LA.
Brother,
I'm booking the flight.
You know, before when he says LA, as soon as he says L, I'm already gone.
Yeah.
I'm generally already gone.
So yeah, that would be like one of the best things. Also, I do believe though, and this is just a personal reflection on like our followers.
Keep it brief.
Fred. some of the people that we like, that we are fans of, most people probably don't know who they are.
Yeah.
So like when we got Brazzaville on at the beginning, I don't think a lot of people knew who he was, but now obviously like he's done incredibly well
for
himself.
He should thank us.
We started him.
No. Generally, bro, we put his face on the map.
Yeah.
Like we're the reason.
You know, should I call him and just ask him?
I beg you, call him right now and just let him know.
Because I just need.
I don't really remember him saying thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't remember him saying thank you for everything we've done.
It can come across a bit.
Just some ungrateful fucks. Like, it's just like, ugh.
So this is what happens. People become successful and they forget to answer your call.
You have his number? I have his number.
All right, Braz. You're done. Yeah, you're done.
Delete his number.
No, he's... Wait, hold on. Brazville. Pussy, yo. All right. Yeah, as I was saying though, like there's certain guests I'm like, I'm a fan. That's why they're on the pod. So you lot might not know who they are, but just forget the name and just actually look at the fact that they're great people and we want to have them on. So yeah. But yeah, what type of like episodes do you lot enjoy the most? Do you enjoy the most with guests? All right, Darkest on. Just making a call. Which is fine. But yeah. Is what it is though. People ain't answering our calls these days, you know. I clocked it. We've lost it. We've lost it.
Do you know who I was trying to call?
Yeah.
My missus.
She ain't fucking with you no more.
I don't think she is. I don't think she is. Because I always felt like the back of my mind, I'm like, does she really love me? I'm like, I don't really
love. Do you reckon that going into the new year, she's doubting?
No, a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just a little bit.
I think it's the sporadic farts that you do.
Yeah, I let them go.
Yeah, yeah. I think she's probably tired of it. And it stinks at the end of the day.
No, my farts don't stink, bro.
You know, I didn't smell your one just now, you know.
It's air, bro. Sometimes it's just air that needs to leave you.
It's compressed.
Yeah.
Air that needs to leave you.
That's all right.
You sure?
Yeah, that's okay. Air that needs to leave me, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's air, isn't it?
All right, Dark, because I want to say something to you because I just wanted to do it on a pod because it's just like, this is
hurry
the safe
up.
Space. I want to stop rapping 2026.
No, you can't. You can't.
No, it's got to a stage where I feel like I've dropped enough fire, like on socials and the pod. I just want to go into the new year. I want to stop. No, I'm being genuine.
Okay, but why though?
It's just, I feel like I've done it.
Yeah, you have done it.
Yeah, I want to retire at the top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, this is my formal declaration.
3, 2, 1.
Y'all thought I was going to start rapping.
I told you.
I spoke to myself. I said, stop capping.
Yeah. We're talking about Happy New Year.
New Year.
I may not drink, but here's a Happy New Beer.
New Beer.
Champagne.
Pain. Hopefully next year, Darkest grows some more grains.
Yeah.
That's the hair ones. I'm start wearing air ones. Now I'm wearing Jordan. More of them. I can afford them.
I'm going to start uploading on YouTube, hit 1 million subs.
Subs.
Got a lot of wins. I got 1 million dubs.
Dubs.
Where the tigers and the lions, I need 1 million cubs.
I took a good wash, took 1 million scrubs.
I took a lot of baths in 1 million tubs.
Ooh. Says salam to a lot of brothers. That's 1 million hugs.
Go get a massage. Need 1 million rubs.
Ooh. Did a lot of bookings. That's 1 million clubs. No, never going to stop.
Yeah.
There's just things that I like doing.
And there's things that I like pursuing.
If I go to a club, there's no booing.
I stepped in on more ones, but I ain't tooing.
Two crepes, that's shooing.
What's that you're chewing?
Chewing gum is brewing. Two guns, I bought two in.
Yeah.
Bought my laces, but there's no shoeing.
Mm-hmm.
You get slapped in your face if you ask me what I'm doing.
Ooh.
Bought the gang in, that's the crew in.
Ooh. But back to the podcast. I want to record the pod last.
Ooh.
Let's do this pod fast.
Ooh.
I quit, this the pod past.
Ooh. Me and you together, that's the podcast.
Oof.
Did you get it? The podcast.
Yeah, the pod.
Brother.
Yeah,
you're good, let man. Me land.
Just let
like
you
an
work,
airport.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
I clear more.
Mm.
Sometimes when I pray to Allah, I tear more.
Oof. I could drive two cars. That means I steer four.
Ooh. I should open up a shop like Care4.
Oh, I said care for or to buy more.
Oh,
a lot of buildings. That's a buy tour.
Oh,
I make a lot of money when the buy call.
Oh,
I respect the king, so I can't make the buy store
or the buy for.
Burst through the Dubai wall.
If there's a shooter in there, I do the Dubai crawl.
Might do jujitsu. That's the Dubai sprawl.
Ooh. Trip me up. That's a Dubai fall.
Ooh. But we could talk about Qatar. Yeah. It might be kind of far.
Ooh.
I drive a nice car.
Ooh. Yeah. All right. Can I be honest with you guys? Yeah. I feel like it's going to be a new year. I hope every single one of you guys gets everything you want. Even though, you know, that's not really our thing to do the New Year's resolutions. But if you do have some, make sure you believe in them, you stick by them, you stay solid, and you do what you need to do. Yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed this year of Old and Bold. Hopefully, inshallah, next year is a bigger and better year for all of us.
Inshallah.
So thank every single person that has subscribed, that has watched, that shared, that has just told someone about the pod. If you've listened to it on your run, if it's made you feel good, if it's uplifted your mood, thank you so much. And we'll be doing more of that next year. Yeah, Darkest, anything you want to say to the people then?
Yeah, generally, bro, it's like, I want to talk to the people that film the Mandem. Like when we're not watching. So for example, I was in the gym the other day, yeah, by myself. It was just a one man session. I had my headphones in, banging Ariana Grande. I mean DBE.
Yeah
I was listening to a lot of DBE.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I was just there in the front of the mirror doing my bicep curls. One, two, three.
Okay, three.
Four.
Can I get a five? With a six now. With a seven now.
Seven.
With the eight now.
Eight.
Can I get a nine? Hit him with a 10.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was doing that. And then through the reflection, I can see a youth doing this. Yeah. He was doing these ones. And then he was looking at his phone filming me. I put down the weights, yeah. I was already in a bad mood. I put down the weights, took out my headphone. I was like, oi, what are you doing? He then still, he keeps filming me. He's carrying on filming me. He hasn't acknowledged that I'm looking at him, yeah. And I was like, oi. And then he looked at me. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I've lost this. I've lost my mind at this point, yeah. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he was like, my bad, bro. My bad, bro. I was just like, don't fucking do that, you weirdo, you pussy. I said pussy,
okay,
yeah.
No,
hey, I called him, hey, you know what's crazy though?
Yeah.
I called him a pussy, hoping he would react, because I'm thinking, I want you to touch me first, and then I'm taking your head off. You get it? Because I'm never going to hit you first. So, as soon as I said pussy, I did a little side eye, and he kept his head down. But then again, bro, it's like, I don't think of myself, just leave me alone.
Yeah, especially in a safe
and
space of a gym.
And even if you want a picture, I'm not saying don't come up to me and ask. I'm not going to bite your head off. If you come to me simply and say, yo, brother, can I have a picture? By all means, no problem. Smile on my face. Picture takes 2 seconds. No problem. You came to me civilized, I'm going to act civilized. No problem. But don't try to do that.
Yeah, especially in a personal space where you're in a gym and you're training.
You,
like,
you see, I'm trying to mind my business.
Allow it, man. And then it's mad because you probably had to do 0.5 because of your head.
Yeah.
So that's another reason probably
guys,
why.
Guys, make sure to like, comment and subscribe to Old and Bold.
Why he was zooming in,
and,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it's
happy
all good
year,
though,
generally,
man.
More videos,
day,
we're going to keep uploading weekly.
Don't watch that,
innit?
He won't do it again.
And yeah, man, I love you all so much. Thank you for the support. I've been Darkest. That's Harry Panero. And guys, I just want to say again, I love all of you. And we're not perfect, but we are trying to be better. And I hope that goes for you guys as well. And yeah, take
care. We're not perfect. We're trying to be better. I don't change whether it's the seasons that change in the weather.
When I'm in it, it just seems to get wetter.
Oh.
Grab the ball and I ain't talking about tether.
Tether ball? She says she want to do some things, so I let her.
Yeah. Yeah. I said I can't do that, so I had to send her a letter.
By post.
Yeah.
I get these girls by coast.
And I make a lot of bread, and I ain't talking about toast.
Man, I ain't cocky, I ain't trying to boast.
Yeah.
But these girls, they do the most.
I've been on a boat by the coast.
I took a seashore.
No.